So the second song I'm going to do is the story of Michael McBroom. And he did several tours over in the Middle East. And, you know, he has many stories, you know, stories about talking to someone. They're just walking along. And a second later, that person he was talking to is just a pink mist. And his father was a Marine. His grandfather was a Marine. And so he felt like, you know, that was what he wanted to grow up and be, was a Marine. And so, and that's what he did. And so he spent a lot of his life thinking, you know, Dad, if you could only see me now. And and then something else that was pretty interesting is I'm probably going to get the country wrong, but I believe the last place he served was Afghanistan, but I might be wrong about that. But then he ended up living in somewhere west of Cleveland after he came home and retired from the military. And a lot of the people that lived around him were from Afghanistan, and he talked about the... there's a pocket of people from Afghanistan, or it might be Iraq. I don't know, but somewhere near North Olmsted. And he talked about, you know, what he had to go through for the healing of that, and how he's made friends with his neighbors. And I just thought that was a great story. And he talks about how much he grieves for all the people that can't come back. Oh, and this is the main point of the song, is that, he kept saying, you know, he would tell me something awful that happened, and he'd say, yeah, that was a bad day. And I thought about how many times I talk about how I had a bad day. And I was like, Mike, that's, you know, that's not just a bad day. That's like an atrocious day. But he's kind of chosen in his life not to get up every day and choose it to be a bad day. He's going to choose it. It's going to be a good day. So I called this good day for a bad day.